Hello and welcome. This is Jeff Barnes, and this is the second installment of a multi-part series on the Windows 8 Metro App Bar, specifically programming the App Bar via WinJS using the HTML, JavaScript, and CSS components. In the last installment, we covered the basic introduction to the App Bar and App Bar buttons and how to get up and running quickly. And in this installment, we're going to be talking further about how to customize various aspects of the App Bar. Specifically, we're going to talk about how you can create custom icons, either using some of the Windows 8 default, some tricks we can use from some Segue fonts, and if you wanted to create your own custom icon images, what that would involve. We'll also look at how you can position the App Bar buttons on the bottom of your screen, either to the right or left with separators, or even position the App Bar on the top of the screen for navigational type of implementations. We'll also take a look at some of the other special attributes, like how to make the App Bar sticky so that the user cannot lightly dismiss it and it's useful for certain scenarios. And then we'll also take a look at how to style the App Bar components using CSS cascading style sheets. And then we'll wrap up with a quick look at localization and how to make the App Bar multilingual via JavaScript string resource files. So with that, we'll get started and let's fire up Visual Studio. Okay, so here we are back in Visual Studio, and just to do a quick refresher of what we accomplished last time with a basic Windows 8 App Bar, you'll notice here's the div command we inserted here, and we made it data win control type of WinJS UI App Bar, and we also put in commands here to designate a specific button in that App Bar. And so just going down quickly the properties, we set an ID, a label, an icon, a section, and a tooltip for my App Bar command button. And if we look over into the JavaScript file backing this up, we see that we've got a get element by ID, and we're hooking up an event listener to the click event. And when we get an event, we're going to basically fire up a message dialog saying the App Bar command was clicked. So just a quick run through this. We'll go ahead and start up Visual Studio. And now if I swipe up from the bottom or the top, I see my App Bar command button in the bottom right hand corner. And if I click on that, we see the message dialog break across the top of the screen. So now what I'm going to do is show you how, when we initially set this up, we used an icon called placeholder. And the reality is there's actually almost 200 default icons that we can use. Let me show you a quick way and a little secret here on where these are hidden. So if you go up into the references area of your solution and you drill into the Windows library for JavaScript under the JS, you'll see a UI.js file. And if I simply open that and then invoke Control F to do a search, and I search on the word glyph, GLYPHS, you'll notice that it'll bring up an array, and this array is a listing of all the default icon values that represent different images that you can use in your App Bar icons. So let's just pick one of these out here at random, let's say clock, and if I go back to my HTML and I swap out the placeholder here, actually let's do this, let's make another button altogether, and we'll see how this starts lining up on my App Bar on the bottom. So I'll just go ahead and cut copy, and we'll call this command 2. And in this case, instead of the icon being the word placeholder, I'll put in the word clock. We'll leave it in the section global, meaning it should fall to the bottom right of our screen. And we'll just change some of the text here in the tooltip. And if we go ahead and hit F5 and run, now when I hit either Windows key and Z, or I swipe up or down, I should see two command buttons, and there we go. We've got our App Bar command, which we originally started with. Now we see a little App Bar command with a clock icon. So again, this is using one of the default built-in Windows 8 ones that is inside the UI.js library. Very handy to know about that, and a good way to get icons for use in your App Bar. Alright, so that was a pretty neat trick to be able to use some of the default Windows 8 icons that are hidden in that UI.js library, let me show you yet another way here that we can do this. So I'm just going to go ahead and cut, copy, and paste, create another, a third command bar button here. We'll call this Command 3. And what I'm going to show you now is another way to get command icons from a neat trick using a character map. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to swipe from the right, and I'm going to hit the search charm, and I'm going to type in the word char, and that will brings up the Windows 8 character map. Now this is a special character map that shows all the different characters for different font types, and so the font group that we're looking for is Segway UI Symbol. So what we can do is make use of some of these symbols as application bar icons in our application. So as you can see, there's quite a few in here, and I'm going to try and pick out a few in the Segway. It's got to be the Segway UI font group. We'll go down to the bottom here, and actually, I'm sorry, it's Segway UI symbol is the correct font group. So if we go down and look at all the various symbols that are here, I'm going to try and find one here, maybe this music symbol. So this looks interesting. Maybe I want to put an app bar command button for turning on music or playing music. So in order to use this in my app bar, note the character equivalent of this. It's a U and then an E142. So that's what I need to take note of here in order to incorporate that. So remember that, UE142. So if I go ahead back into my application here, what I can do is in the icon field type in a backslash and then that UE142 value, and this should allow me to use that Segway font symbol as the icon in my application, which should be a musical icon. So we'll go ahead and hit F5 and run that. And now if I invoke my command bar, see, here we go, the app bar command with the musical symbol with it using a Segway font. So here you go, we've got the default one, we've got one where we're using a clock icon from the UI.js, and here's yet another way using one of the Segway font symbols for a music symbol. So very interesting and powerful ways to get additional icons for your application. Alright, so the third way now, we're going to show you how you can create custom icons for your app bar. I'm going to go ahead and copy another app bar button here. We'll call this Command 4. So the third way that you can do this is you can actually create custom icon images. So these are custom ping images that have a specific format and layout. And as you can see in the project here, I've got something called accept.png and then accept.contrastwhite and .contrastblackpng. And what these represent are, these are specific image formats that are 80 by 60 pixels and contain 8 40 by 40 pixel blocks. And these represent each of your different states of your icon under different conditions like hover, pointer clicks, etc. And so these are specific guidelines for creating custom icon images, and the way that you would incorporate these after you've created the initial image files is you would come down into your icon attribute and you would type in URL open parentheses, and then we'd put in the path to the custom image file. In this case it's images accept.png, and then that should reference the image here that we've got in our solution. So now if everything goes well, we'll go ahead and run this and we should see another fourth button appear on our app bar. There it is, and that's the app bar command, and it's got a check mark. So that's the third way you can do icons, custom icon images, is by creating your own images using ping image file formats in a specific format that follows the Windows 8 patterns for high contrast black or white backgrounds. Okay, the next topic I want to talk about is positioning. Positioning specifically for your app bar command buttons. If we look at our project again and just quickly run this, we see that all the app bar command buttons appear at the bottom right corner of our application. This is what's known as the global section. So for common functionality throughout your application, this is where you'd want to put these types of app bar buttons. Now, sometimes you may have a context-specific requirement or specific screen in the app that needs your app bar command button to be on the left-hand side. And so I'm going to show you an easy way to take care of that right now. So we'll just go ahead and stop debugging. And the secret lies in this one attribute called section. And right now, as you can see, it's set to global. And so in order to make it go to the left bottom, instead of global, we're going to type in the word selection. And now, if we go ahead and run this, we should see that this first app bar command button for the placeholder should appear on the bottom left of the screen. And sure enough, there it is. We can click on that and get our message box. And there you go. That's how we've got the app bar command button over to the left. Okay, now I want to talk about one other placement option, which is where to place your app bar. By default, what we've seen so far is that the app bar appears at the bottom of your application. And so now I'm going to show you how you can get it to appear at the top of the application. Now, the top is reserved for navigational app bars, so we'll have more on that specifically in later segments, but here's quickly how you would do this. You would basically, in the data win options, we would open this up with the brackets and we would type in the word placement and designate the placement parameter to be top. And if we go ahead and run that now, we should see our app bar appear at the top of the screen, and sure enough, there it is. So that's a quick look at some things that we can do to style the icons in our application using the default icons that come with Windows 8. We can use the Segue UI symbol fonts, and we can also create our own icons, and then how to position these things on the app bar on the bottom, but also the app bar on top and the buttons left or right in the application. So stay tuned for the next segment where we'll dive into more of the advanced topics here on the WinJS app bar.